teacher, you say you better.
Who were almost over, for that matter. Jonesy, the last man standing, WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope, worldwide on the web, www.wfmu.org. The sixth sheep sick, says Jones, here at the top of yet another hour, man. Ooh, they're just, oh boy, that's nine. That's the nine minus like 100, 150. That's not too many, right? That's less than before. Are we there yet? Ooh, we're there. Did I make it? I think I made it, man. I think I made it. Jonesy, so, I don't know what the weather's going to be like this weekend. I don't know if you people are going to be going away, if you're going to be out there listening the whole damn weekend. I hope you're out there listening the whole weekend. Here are the Doors, Roadhouse Blues.
Give up your vows.
Sugarloaf, Green Eyed Lady, and the hits just keep on coming.
Green-eyed lady, lovely lady, strolling slowly towards the sun. Green-eyed lady, ocean lady, soothing every raging wave that comes.
Yeah, we're just a flurry of activity here at the moment. Okay. At 10 after 6. I'm a clock watcher and wondering when we're going to get there. Greetings, Clearwater Revival. I remember seeing their farewell concert. I think it was on Channel 5 or something like that, if I'm not mistaken, many years ago. It was on a Sunday night, I believe. This is CCR, Greetings, Clearwater Revival, Susie Q.
Susie Q. Oh, Susie Q.
Jonesy, Last Man Standing, Glenn Jones radio program with the big clock on it, 6:13, man. Normally you don't hear the time very often on this particular station, but the time is of the essence to me here today and tomorrow and Sunday and Monday and Tuesday. Are we there yet? Jonesy, this is The Clash, Straight to Hell. This is where I'll be going, man. If I don't succeed in my mission, which I will succeed in my mission, I'm going straight to hell, man, because they're taking me out of here in a box, so they might as well just deliver me. Stay tuned. This is The Clash, Straight to Hell.
and he cop it up loud and strong. The immigrants, they wanna sing all night long. It could be anywhere, most likely could be any frontier, any hemisphere. In no man's land. Asylum here. King Solomon, he never lived round here. Straight to hell, boy. Go straight to hell, boy. Go straight to hell, boy. Go straight to hell, boy.
Jonesy, this is the Grassroots. Wait a million years, man. That could be me. Are we there yet? Jonesy, got some emails to read. I still can't get over that guy. I sent the email and said, how come you're so slow and low? Do you miss X-ray? What do you want me to do, huh? I'm going to be here forever. You want me to scream all the time? Yeah, man. The end justifies the means. This is a stunt. This is not a show. That's what the lawyer kept telling me. Every time I would talk about, like, you know, I want to play this song, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's like, Jones, this is a stunt. It's not a radio show. This is a stunt. There you go, thinking about the radio show again, he would tell me. Some emails. Jonesy, old boy, your monumental efforts have caused me to take drastic action on the home front, not wanting to miss a moment, but unwilling to sit in my car all weekend. I broke down and bought one of those super-duper FM antennas for my home stereo. You are now coming in loud and clear and are truly in the house for the first time. Glenn Jones is the soundtrack to Memorial Day weekend 2001. The first eight have been great, Jonesy. Keep going. Best, Chris. Thank you, Chris. from Eugene. Mr. Jones, I heard you on the radio for the first time. After researching the radio station's website, I noticed the Metro Media at large has tuned in to witness the record-breaking event. You have us listening. You have conquered the spotlight. Stay awake and rock on. Also, there are a series of songs that Eugene requests, and I hope to. We have a lot of email requests, and I hope at some point we can get together all the records from each list and try to accomplish playing the list in their entirety. We'll see if we can manage to get that done. I can't leave the room to find these records, so we will have to depend on our crack crew to be able to do that. Good luck, sir, Eugene continues. If I tune in and see you didn't finish, I'll see it. We do a correction on your story in our newspaper. Just kidding. Well, I won't mention the paper. Or should I? Yeah, why not? The Hudson Reporter. Thank you. And there will be no need for a correction, I assure you. We're going all the way on this one. Staff member Rob Weisberg writes, Dear Glenn, I used to live with Rob. Rob and I were roommates many years ago. Dear Glenn, I have to tell you that at first I had mixed feelings about this attempt, mainly out of concern for your own well-being. But now that it's here and I find myself caught up in it along with everybody, and I believe that it's something you really want to do, so you should do it. I really hope you make it. I'm sure you will. Good luck, Rob. Thank you, Rob. Hey, Glenn. We're listening to you online. Congratulations and good luck. If you get drowsy, call, and I will... And if you run out of things to do and feel like plugging us, here's the pitch. I'll call you soon. Okay. Please do call me. Call me on my hotline, Chris, which is the home line number, because I do want to speak to you about... There will be a Go Slim Films Marathon at Arlene Grocery starting Sunday the 27th with The Window at 6 o'clock. Then on Monday the 28th, The Arbitrons will be showing at 2:40 and The B-Reel at 5:15. Chris will be receiving an award at 7 o'clock. Man, I wish I could be there for you. And unfortunately, I'm going to be here. Followed by Punk Rock Karaoke. I've heard about that at Arlene's Grocery, and that sounds cool. Sorry, you can't be there, Glenn, but you can see them anytime in our living room. Good luck. Thanks, man. Again, Go Slim Films Marathon at the Arlene Grocery starting Sunday the 27th with The Window at 6, The Arbitrons Monday the 28th at 2:40, and The B-Reel at 5:15, and Chris will receive an award at 7. So please go over to the Arlene's Grocery and represent the IBJ for me. I'm going to save this one so I can make that announcement a few times. The Fleshtones and the Swingin' Neckbreakers, by the way, will be at the Loop Lounge with us on Sunday, June 10th, as we attempt to have some sort of celebration concerning our victory. X-Ray Burns and myself will be there live. The Swingin' Neckbreakers perform live with the Fleshtones. That's all happening Sunday, June 10th at 12 noon to 3 p.m. During my normally scheduled time slot. By the way, thanks to Chris T for relinquishing this time slot that we're in now and allowing us to attempt this particular stunt, as my lawyer calls it. Got a lawyer for this and everything, just to make sure that we could do it right. What else? Jonesy. Ah! You can do it. You must do it. You will do it. The IBJ will accept nothing less. Wouldn't it be cool if they kicked me out of the IBJ because I didn't do it? I'm going to do it. For years, your program has been the soundtrack to so many of our lives. This weekend, every waking and sleeping moment for us will be accompanied by your magic. Your supporters are legion. I might be coming down to the station this evening. If there's anything special you would like to be brought down, just mention it on the air, and I will pick it up and bring it down. Looking forward to all the Fat Pack happenings this summer. Much love and much fortitude. Let's go, Mets. Mark from West Orange. Thank you, Mark. You've always been on our side, and I appreciate your good wishes. Dear Mr. Jones, once again, you are amazing. I like to read that part again. Dear Mr. Jones, once again, you are amazing. I just wanted to let you know that you are doing, all world records aside, is important for music and radio. The selections that you are playing are not only educational, but deeply rooted from the heart. I hope that other commercial radio stations and corporate record companies can learn something from your action, if not just listen to what you're playing. I hope that you're able to smoke in the studio. I am, thank you. If you can't, when this is all over, please have a cigarette for me. Good luck. I'll have a beer for you because I haven't been drinking for you know, not long for the average person. I stopped drinking last Sunday. And I think I had one margarita with dinner one night, and that was about it. Jason of Slot Racer from Atlanta, Georgia. And thanks, Jason, who also has a couple of requests, which we will try to get to. Oh, we have some more. Good. Oh, no, these are ones that I've read already. Let me grab a couple others. Mr. Jones, my daddy says you are the best. He likes your music a lot. He says you're trying to do something special. Good luck. Hannah Butler, age 5. Thank you, Hannah. Jonesy, I've been giving song list updates all days to my friends who don't have sound cards on their computer. The ELO, Mr. Blue Sky, was great, I thought. But one question, can somebody get you a stool? It's legal to sit down, right? Oh, you've been watching, huh? Then stand up when you are sleepy. It seems impossible to stand up for 3 days. Save your energy, Jonesy. Jeff from Madison, Wisconsin. Yeah, I'll be saving it. But, you know, it's the more I stand, the more active I am. So I'm going to stand as long as I can. Because of that 1 hour and 45 minutes worth of sleep last night, I'm already feeling it. So that's why I'm standing. For those of you watching on the web, www.wfmu.org/Jones. I see you out there. Look at that little eyeball staring at me, right? Talk about a bulging eyeball. Check that thing out, the little round lens. Mike, oh, man, am I tired. I have one more hour here, and all I have to say is TGIF. This day has been dragging. This guy's writing me about how tired he is. Like every second is a minute, and every minute and an hour, and every hour a whole day. Oh, poor boy. But thank God I only have one more hour to go, then I'm out of this dump for 3 whole days. That's right. Memorial Day weekend is coming up. Woohoo! He says. And I'm going to get so effed up, I wish it wasn't raining, though. Well, I'm glad it's raining, since you're bragging about how you're going to be out of work in an hour. Here's this from... This seems to be to Doug. I guess they got my name wrong. Congratulations on raising all that money during the fundraiser, and good luck with your attempt for the world record. This may be bad for your own nervous system, but good for WFMU and all the listeners. That's nice to hear. Thank you. It's nice to hear the pop radio format without commercials. I'll be listening all weekend. See if you can play Day Job by the Grateful Dead. Oh, you know what I do want to play by the Dead? If somebody can remember to look for it for me, is I Will Survive. If you can't find that, I'll settle for Hooked on a Feeling by Blue Swede, which I'll gladly play as well. Please dedicate this request to the late Val Sebastiano. Thank you and good luck, R. Thank you, R, and thank you for remembering Val. And it brings goosebumps every time anyone says anything that like that about Val. Who was a staff member here, a DJ for many, many years, and we lost several years back, and I get choked up every time I freaking say it. Good luck, Jones. Can Bill Kelly top this, says Jeffrey. And good luck, Mr. Jones. I know how hard it is to stay on the air until 10 p.m., let alone set the world record. Please play Simon and the Bar Sinisters. I haven't heard them for quite some time. Best, Daddy-O Dilly. Thank you, Daddy-O. All right, Jonesy's here. And now we're going to hear James Brown and Just Do It.
Do it.
Jonesy, just doing it. Fun Boy 3, our lips are sealed. It's going to be a long weekend. Jonesy, here is something by the Jay Giles Band. Yeah, here it is. So the Walls Come Tumbling Down, Jay Giles Band, right here, WFMU. Are we there yet?
feels so good, don't you ask me why. The night is wild, but I don't control. You gotta brush your teeth with rock and roll. You gotta knock it out and rock it. You gotta sock it out and rock it. You gotta rock, rock, rock it. Till the wall.
Jonesy, Len Jones radio program. Hits just keep on coming. This next one here, man, this is like a revamped version of a classic song, which is not something that I generally go for. Usually if somebody says to me, this is really good, and it's some sort of remake of any sort, especially if it's danceified, I shy away from it immediately. But this particular one is awesome. This Shirley Bassey album, which is the remix album. It's called Remix Album Diamonds Are Forever. This one is Where Do I Begin? Shirley Bassey. Freeform Radio, the way it ought to be. WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope. Keep on keeping on.
Where do I begin to tell the story of how great love can be? The sweet love story that is older than the sea. The simple truth about the love he brings to me. Where do I start? Where do I begin to tell the story of how great love can be? The sweet love story that is older than the sea. The simple truth about the love he brings to me. Where do I start? I'm going to need him until the stars all burn away. be measured by the hours in a day. I have no answers now, but this much I can say. I'm going to need you for the stars all the way. And he'll be
the Glenn Jones radio program, huh? Woo! Featuring me! Up all night!
Oh, weekend too!
I remember I used to stay up. My mommy used to try to get me to go to bed. I'd stay up listening to the radio. Be listening to the radio all night long. She used to try to make me go to bed, make me miss my favorite radio shows. So I went down to the Two Guys one day, and I wore a big snorkel coat, and I walked into the electronics section, and I stole this timer that you plug into the wall and you plug your radio or your lights into, and you set the timer and it turns the power on. It was kind of like an extension with like a, you know, a clock attached to it, an extension with a big clock on it. And I put that in my snorkel and I walk right out the door. And those were the days before they had like beeper alarms and such. So I had to resort to thievery because mommy didn't want me to stay up late. But now I get to stay up as late as I want. And I think I'm going to stay up until Tuesday. Stay tuned till, whoa, the cows come home. This is the Cardigans, Loveful. I like this one. I don't know why it sounds so pretty, man. She just sounds so pretty.
Dear, I fear we're facing a problem. You love me, no.
Jonesy. The Cardigans and Loveful here on WFMU. Freeform radio the way it ought to be, the way it was meant to be. 91.1 FM, 90.1 FM, and on the web, www.wfmu.org. Here now. Oh, actually, here's a couple of emails for us to read. Glenn, remember, sleep is just a five-letter word for wasting time. Brilliant spot on today this morning. Just think how triumphantly great your encore will be. I'll be thinking about that all weekend and trying to keep myself going. When you feel drowsy, try the original Come On, Feel the Noise by Slade. Rock on. Alan. Hey, guys, I'm calling from Toronto. Actually, it's email. I'm working at Canada's number one radio station, CFRB 1010. I do a late-night talk show and love to have you on the show between 11 and 1 a.m. Eastern time. Could you please get back to us? Yeah, okay. We'll take care of this. Okay, I loved... Actually, it's not me saying okay. It's actually in the text here. Okay, Okay, I looked through all of my Sinatra albums and came up with Laura, Nancy, American Beauty Rose. It's just chick's names because I see a version of Bad, Bad Lou Roy Brown I like here. Yikes. And that's unsigned. From Dean in Brooklyn. Hey, had to share this with you. Was just driving in my car in Park Slope, Brooklyn, and listening to your show. I stopped at a light, and while waiting, my eyes drifted over to a parked car, and slowly it dawned on me that I was looking at an old Glenn Jones radio program bumper sticker. It was obviously old, green letters on a white background. You are everywhere, man. Good luck, Dean from Brooklyn. Thank you very kindly, Dean. We keep going on, coming up at the top of yet another hour. And here is America's best unsigned band, Reno's Men, with Morgan Yabas.
Not quite like the others. Too dim light to cause a scene. Using stupid Sunday papers. What do you know? What do you see? Morgan Yabas, and my God, isn't he the Queen of England with a crown?
Brooklyn and listening to your show. I stopped at a light, and while waiting, my eyes drifted over to a parked car, and slowly it dawned on me that I was looking at an old Glenn Jones radio program bumper sticker. It was obviously old, green letters on a white background. You are everywhere, man. Good luck.
Very nice, but not quite clean. And he tried, I'll give him that, but he had no rhyme, no reason. Home wasn't such a pleasing scene. Using stupid Sunday papers. What do you know? What do you see? Morgan Yabas, and my God, isn't he the Queen of England with a crown and everything? He's the queen.
Reno's Men, Morgan Yabes. You know, my own mommy told me that I wasn't going to make it. She was on the phone the other day, and she's not feeling well, which is really horrible, because, you know, you have to prepare for everything when you're going away for 4 days, and when I heard she wasn't well, and that didn't sit too good with me. But she wants me to make it, but she said, like, oh, I don't know, Glenn, you're not going to be able to stay up that long. But we'll show her. This is WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope, worldwide on the web, www.wfmu.org/Jones. Now we have all sorts of space on our, what do they call that, computer stuff that allows you to watch it on the home with the video. You know, now the stream is awesome, so you can check us out anytime, check the video out, and see what's going on in the studio. Watch us as we deteriorate, or as I deteriorate. We'd like to thank Oven Digital and Real Networks for that. Also, thank Chris T for giving up that last time slot that we just took over through his graces. We'll see who's not going to make it, Mommy. Listen to this one. This one here is Bill Conti with Gonna Fly Now. Now, when's the last time you heard Jonesy go on the air and say, Bill Conti, gonna fly now? Jonesy, what else we got here? More emails.